USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cologne, Kentucky detective facing charges related to the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor pled not guilty. Brett Hankinson's plea comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbors. He could face up to 5 years in prison on each count. The grand jury declined to charge Hankinson or the other two undercover narcotics officers who opened fire inside Taylor's house with her shooting. The decision not to charge the officers has set off even more protests in Louisville and across the country. President Donald Trump took to the Rose Garden on the eve of his first debate with Joe Biden to reiterate an announcement from last month of a federal plan to distribute millions of rapid coronavirus diagnostic tests. A shipment of 6.5 million tests is expected to go out this week as part of the $760 million contract the administration announced last month. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The staggering numbers of shootings in the city of Chicago continue to rise, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Chicago Police say 9 people were killed and at least 42 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the weekend. Speaking with reporters, Police Superintendent David Brown calls it senseless violence that left innocent young children shot and killed.
The young people who have been shot and killed through senseless violence, innocent young children, you know, really young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old.
The majority of the shootings took place on the city's south and west sides.
Amazon is aiming to kickstart the holiday shopping season early this year. The company is holding its annual Prime Days over 2 days in October after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to postpone the sales event from July. It's the first time Prime Day is being held in the fall, and Amazon is positioning it as a way to get people to start their holiday shopping. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo extended the state's moratorium on evictions through the end of the year. The statewide moratorium, which was scheduled to expire at the end of this week, will be extended till January 1st for residents that have had financial hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. New York put a stop to evictions on March 20th near the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. A New York State moratorium on commercial evictions and foreclosures is still in effect until October 20th. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers are reportedly at risk of eviction when the policy expires as the state struggles to regain its financial footing after a severe coronavirus outbreak in the spring. The shaking of hands between the candidates and the moderator is a long-standing tradition at presidential debates, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, that tradition has now been thrown out the window due to COVID-19 considerations. The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of 3 debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace. The tradition, which dates back nearly half a century, was broken 4 years ago when Trump and 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton didn't shake hands at the start of their second and third presidential debates. The Bipartisan Commission, which has been organizing and producing presidential debates over the last 3 decades, also announced that once on stage, the 2 candidates will not need to wear a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.